The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I'm your host, John Ryan, and today my co-host is Sabina Miller. Good morning, Sabina. I've been with Sabina for the last hour and a half already because I picked Sabina up this morning in Great Neck on my way out here. And our first guests are from the Virtual Senior Center, which is a tremendous thing. It's new, and we're going to have a lively discussion explaining it. And we have with us today Ellen Kelly, who's Vice President of Kimmel Housing Development, and you'll understand the Kimmel part of Senior, the Virtual Senior Center. And we also have Carmela Chesson. Saying it right? I'd say it right. And she is the volunteer coordinator, which is very important because there's many volunteer opportunities here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, John.
Who wants to go first and explain to us what the Virtual Senior Center is?
Since everyone's pointing at me, I will. So the Virtual Senior Center was created in 2010, a venture from Self-Help Community Services. It's a program that, very briefly, allows homebound seniors to attend online classes led by volunteers to alleviate their isolation, depression, etc. It improves their health. We supply them with computers, all-in-one devices, and that allows them to be in a virtual hangout and see, hear, and talk to other peers who are, you know, and attend classes in music and art and science and just all different kinds of classes. And they can do this from the, you know, beauty of their home, and they can see each other.
Okay.
And I can just add to that
how
it came to Long Island, at least as the pilot program we've got going now, is that Kimmel Housing Development is a small foundation founded to do affordable housing development. And a couple of years ago, as our chairman, Howard Kimmel, retired, we were looking to a partner or ally with a larger nonprofit that had housing expertise, and Self-Help Community Services is a very large organization, now almost 80 years old, that has built in New York City more than 1,200 units of affordable housing. When we got talking to them, we realized the many other things they do, including physical senior centers and the home health aid training, social work. So, but they were also committed to looking in Nassau County and expanding their programming in all these areas and come out to Long Island. So the Kimmel Foundation and Self-Help formed a partnership in 2012. And as part of that, we looked to see what kind of programs that existed in the New York region, but not on Long Island. What could we do to bring them to Long Island? We went looking for philanthropic help to do that because most of these programs start that way. I think Carmela can tell you the AARP and Microsoft, and the original program that started in 2010 got some very significant grant support to begin. And our grant support came through two grants, from one from the Unitarian Universalist congregation at Shelter Rock and one from the Manhasset Community Foundation's Good Neighbor Grant. That allowed us to start last fall to roll out a pilot group of two dozen seniors on Long Island who could begin to participate in the Virtual Senior Center.
Perfect. You know what? I had no idea how Howard Kimmel was involved, because I've been to his places even, and I was like, where did the Kimmel Foundation wind up? Now I understand, up with this.
May I just ask you a question? When you talk about the facility and living and so forth, is this like long-term care, independent? Is there a building or these apartments that seniors live in?
For the Virtual Senior Center, the seniors live in their homes. That's the beauty of it. They are independent. That's what self-help is about. We try to have the seniors in all our different programs live at home. So that's what's so nice about it. We actually give them the computer in their home. We train them on how to use it so they can maintain independence but still be connected to the world and to the community.
Which is the most important thing for a senior.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we love the program so much. They can't get to a brick-and-mortar senior center. That's the whole point. They're homebound.
Before
particularly on Long Island, if you are not driving anymore, And even if you are on a day like this, you're right, homebound. But that's why we thought it would be such a perfect program for Long Island.
It's a tremendous program, and I've seen it in action. But for listeners, how do they get started? We'll talk about more content,
right.
But somebody's sitting there saying, okay, but I don't have a computer,
okay.
So this is wasted. I'm going to turn off the radio.
Right. So the way that people get enrolled is, first of all, they have to be recommended by their social worker. Which is, you know, they have to meet certain criteria of being homebound, because not everybody homebound is that homebound, necessarily. They have to want to be social. They have to want to be open to learning how to use the computer. So let's say all the criteria are met.
Okay.
So then we deliver.
I'm a homebound person.
In
a wheelchair, whatever it happens
to
be. I really can't. I can get out once in a while, maybe to church or temple or something
exactly.
like this.
Exactly. It doesn't mean that you can't step your foot outside the door.
Right, okay.
But it means that you're more or less, and also socially, like your family support system, maybe they may be far flung, they may be in another country, they may be working all day. You're really pretty much on your own.
Okay.
So that really qualifies for them. So then we deliver the computer to their home. And like I said, it's an all-in-one touch screen. So literally, they touch a button, the computer turns on, and the first thing they see is a list of classes for the day.
Okay, right, I'm going to slow you down.
Okay.
There's no keyboard then?
There is a keyboard should they wish to use a mouse.
Okay.
But they have the option of touch screen, and most of the people do. Most of the people in the program, the median age is 83, so most of them have not had a computer on their own.
Okay.
So this
That's why we're going slow at this point.
Okay. I'm a New York fast talker, but okay.
And I'll just add, from the point of view of Long Island, knowing that we had, we spent a year in planning the rollout of this program before we had the money to actually fund getting some seniors involved and by bringing them the computer at no charge and that kind of grant support. The planning support meant reaching out to programs like Project Independence. That was really our first visit to some of the wonderful senior centers, the Sid Jacobson JCC Community Center, the Glen Cove Senior Center, and the Magnolia Senior Center in Long Beach were the first partners with us in identifying some people who are participants.
Okay.
So when Carmela talks about a social work referral, it in this component of the program, it can also come through a referral if you're taking part in any one of these programs or if you've been a visitor to one of these senior centers and they know you, they would recommend you.
Okay.
And that's the way it's been working as we've done the Long Island component of the program.
Perfect. So now you've been recommended.
Now you have the computer in your home, and now our wonderful IT guy.
Which I didn't buy. Right? I didn't buy the computer.
No.
Okay.
We pay for their computer. We even pay for their internet connection should they not have one.
Right, because you need an internet connection.
Right.
If they don't know how to use it, you then show them.
Oh, they
them
don't how know to how to use it for sure.
Okay. Believe it or not.
We make sure, no.
I am one who doesn't have computer, and my children, every time I ask a question, if you had a computer, you could Google it on Google.
That's right.
Yeah, us old folks don't have
that. Well, these old folks are not like that because they are open to using the computer. And again, it's touchscreen, so it's easy for them. Should they not wish to use the other features of the computer, they don't have to, but they can. We have online computer classes for them. So they can Skype with their relatives wherever they are. Skype's right there. We put the addresses in for them so they can use that. They have games, so they can play games on the computer. We have classes that teach them how to use email, that teach them how to do internet searches. So in addition to going to our fabulous classes, they could also use other functions of the computer.
And you're saying to the seniors, with a touch of a finger,
you're
connected to the world.
That's right.
You're
not alone. Right. That's exactly right.
That's great.
No, it's
touch
amazing.
Of a finger.
Not only, so they have the classes which they attend, but they get to meet each other. I love this one story. We have two women who live in Bayside, and they attend a lot of the same classes because they have a lot of the same interests. Well, they found out one day they live in the same building, and they never knew that all these years, you know? So how would they ever have even met each other had it not been for this program?
That's an amazing story.
It really is.
And you know it's the truth.
Oh, my God.
Because even in a community, it's like you live there. Yeah. I didn't know you. Like, well, you know, you're around
right.
the corner, but
exactly.
in the same building.
Right. They're both homebound. They don't get out that much. So, yeah. So once we provide them with the computer, we provide them with the training.
Okay.
And we also do, so a lot of times for the first time, the training doesn't maybe sit well with them.
Right, of course.
It takes a little time. But then we have remote training. So they get it. It's really pretty simple. So then they get it. And then they are allowed to then they go on. We ask them to attend about 4 classes a week, minimally.
Four classes, not to learn, classes of interest.
Of interest,
cooking,
right,
or whatever
exactly.
Your okay.
Cooking, yes. Exercise, wellness classes. There are so many different types of classes that they can attend. So then, and once they do that, they satisfy the minimum requirement because, again, we want them to be social. That's the whole
right.
point.
Give
of
them a computer
program.
And they don't use it. You might as well give
then
it to somebody
it might
else.
Be a pot right. of plant. I mean, what's, you
I
know,
agree.
Right.
Good
so,
point.
Right. So we do ask the, of that, you know, for them.
And I believe that once they use it, they're hooked.
That's what we feel. That's what we feel. Sometimes it takes a little time for them to get over that fear of having a computer and what is this thing on my table.
Right.
But once they do that, they love the program.
But it's overpowered by being in the world, by being connected to people, by hearing a human voice, by seeing a face.
Well, and this is the part that I think makes it more than just there's a world of programs, as Carmela talked about, and one of the first things I heard about was in the early development of the program, self-help reached out to some of the cultural institutions, to museums, to things that could bring in programming as part of the senior center, but it's interactive programming. It's not like watching educational TV or even being able to tune in to something that's happening at a physical senior center where there's already 30 people in the room and they're doing all the talking and you're at home just watching.
Yeah.
The way the classes are set up on the virtual senior center, it's a manageable class size. There may be 6 to 10 to 12 people, but that's about it. And those people can see each other in small thumbnail pictures.
I saw that at the demonstration. Okay.
And then when they speak, their face comes up full on the screen and they're able to talk. And then the next person who has a comment responds and their face is seen full on the screen. And usually, and Carmela's job, finding all the wonderful volunteer facilitators who bring these classes, make them happen.
Because these are live, then.
So these are I'm
thinking.
The classes are live. I always say, so, you know, what's the beauty of this program? It's not like watching TV.
Right. I thought it was.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's interactive. So people see each other and talk to each other live in real time. So my job, my actual title is Outreach Volunteer Coordinator.
Okay.
So I both recruit individual volunteers, and I also work with community partners like museums. So we have the Guggenheim, the New York Historical Society, the Jewish Museum, the Philharmonic, the New School. So we have a lot of interesting partners, and they love interacting. They could never reach homebound people. So for them, it's a whole new audience for them. So they're donating their time to facilitate classes for us.
Okay. I didn't catch that. I mean, and I know what it was, and I know the people, I said, at the demonstration, it's tremendous that you see the face of, just say, the five of us on the bottom.
Right.
So
that's
Ellen
right.
goes, wow, and I say, what's the matter? And you said, you didn't see that picture, but I didn't realize that the actual program was going on live.
Yes.
That you could ask, if you're going through the museum,
right.
the
it's
docent,
live.
I don't know.
The docent will say, what do you see in this picture? And someone
right.
will comment
they
from
screen.
Home
there's a,
saying it.
Right. There's a feature called screen sharing.
There are other benefits.
Yes.
And as an old person, I can tell you, if you don't get out, if you don't communicate, when you're old, mm-hmm. you need a distraction in life, particularly if you're widowed, not widowed, your children don't live around mm-hmm. you. You have nothing to do about but think about yourself.
To keep you going, Sabina, we're going to give you that distraction right now. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We have to take a break, and we'll be right back with Ellen and Carmela. And you'll go back to your...